We continue hour number two from Raptors Media Day. We've been joined by, I think, Jonesy, pretty much every member of the team so far outside of the big man right here, and we've been talking a lot about him over the course of the day, Jonas Valanciunas. Jonas, good to see you again. Talk to me about your offseason. Very busy in terms of on and off the floor, but the work that you put in with the Lithuanian national team, let alone in some of your private workouts, and how you've prepared yourself for this season.
You know, my summer was really busy, and was a lot of basketball in my summer, and I worked a lot on many different skills, but still need to work a lot. I'm looking forward to work with my teammates, my real teammates, Toronto Raptors, and looking forward to play the games.
Jonas, how do you keep your body rested? I mean, you had a great summer league, and then it was to the national team, and it was pretty intense, Eurobasket. And then now, you know, you start practice tomorrow, training camp. That's a lot. I know you're a young guy, but it's a lot of basketball. How do you keep your body in tune so you don't wear down and get injured?
A lot of water, good sleep. Not just, you know, I had some...
Do you worry about that?
No, I'm not worried about that. I'm just... I see the court, I'm going there and I'm playing basketball. That's what I want to do, or that's what I'm going to do.
It's kind of what you've been doing your whole life,
yeah,
right?
So that's what I've been doing all my life, yeah.
So does it, I mean, you're still such a young guy, but does it ever become, or has it become yet, a job to you? Or is it you still love the game so much that that's just what you've always done and you keep doing it because that's your passion?
I think so. That's my job because I'm getting money for that, but... That's the job who I like to do, and right. That's the job who I love. Like, I feel amazing when I'm doing my job good. So that's the best job in my life. I think so.
Jonas, how much did you get a chance? You were busy this summer. How much did you get a chance to talk with your teammates? You probably didn't get a chance to work out with them much after summer league. But how much did you talk with them? Did you talk with Rudy, with Kyle, with these guys, stay in touch with them, DeMar, about, hey, what we're going to try and accomplish when I get back to Toronto with the Raptors?
We were talking with teammates who was in Las Vegas during the summer league. And, you know, we talked like, we got to do it. We got to do it this year because we have a new group of guys, and we can't fail once again.
When you look back to last year, put the injury side for a second. The success you had at the early stages, but then the success you were having by the end of the year in terms of the increase in scoring, increase in touches in the post, rebounding, shot blocking. What do you want to do to take that next step even from there? Because you clearly showed improvement over the course of the season last year, but what's the next level for you now?
You know, I think so that coming just by doing the good work. So I'm going to... keep doing my work, keep doing my pre-practice work, post-practice work, and you know I'm gonna succeed by doing the good work. So it's a lot of work to do this year, you know.
Can you prepare for the way the league is preparing for you now? You know what I mean? Because as you get better and as you get more noticed, they're taking notice, yeah. And they're preparing for you. It's not going to be as easy. So is there any way for you personally to kind of ready yourself for that?
You know, that means I have to spend more time on the court just by doing the good work, as I said.
What did you work on most this summer, Jonas?
On my game reading, like how to understand a situation. I'm trying to be a smarter player, mm-hmm. as I can say. Also on my strength, on my body, you know.
If you could fill in the blank for me here, for this team to be successful this year, and I'm equaling success by, at the very least, a playoff appearance. I don't care what seed, but a playoff appearance. That's just me saying that. But for the Raptors to be successful, the team needs to blank.
Blank, you know, we have a really good players, like DeMar, Rudy, Kyle, and we just need to put everybody together and have that chemistry in the team, then we can do a lot of good things.
Well, we appreciate the time and look forward to chatting over the course of the season. Thanks for this.
All right, thank you guys.
We'll continue with more from Raptors Media Day with Eric Smith, Paul Jones, right here on Sportsnet 590.ca.